Since it was founded in 1977 by professional violinist Olga Bloom, Barge Music has enjoyed an international reputation for showcasing world-class musicians on the Brooklyn waterfront. Bloom, now in her 80s, attends every concert and welcomes guests to the Barge, encouraging them to enjoy complimentary wine, crackers, and cheese before taking their seats. In a warmly lit cherrywood paneled room, a string quartet recently played for the audience. The room seats about 125 people, creating an intimate experience. The musicians play against the backdrop of the Manhattan skyline. Musician Eric Jacobson has performed at Barge Music for several years and says there's a close connection with the audience that he's never felt on other stages.
For me, Barge sort of incorporates the living room and concert performance setting all in one. You do have a stage, but the audience is right here, I mean, on your lap pretty much, and they have a great view. They're not only listening, they're watching, they're seeing, and to invite someone into your living room in a small, beautiful setting, that is really what chamber music is about.
Although more prominent venues in New York, such as Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center, are magnets for many wanting to take in classical performance, Bloom says those big concert halls are impersonal. Barge Music, she says, is about enjoying a shared musical experience with fellow concertgoers.
I think the architecture is terribly important. When I go to a large arena event, I feel very lonely in a crowd, and I usually look for a space along a wall so that I can lean on something. But in the Barge, it's small, but you're aware of the individuals who are around you, so it becomes more of a human relationship. You know each other as individuals. It's not a big mob.
Attending an event at Barge Music is not a typical concert-going experience. Visitors will find personal touches from Bloom and her staff, such as handwritten name cards to easily locate their seats in the rows of identical red velvet chairs. During intermission, people mingle with the artists or retreat to the roof of the Barge to soak in views of the Manhattan cityscape and Brooklyn Bridge. As other boats cruise by on the East River, the 31-meter barge sways back and forth, sometimes in tempo with the music, sometimes not. Musician Nick Cord says Barge Music is an unparalleled experience, and the unique setting complements the classical music played there.
There is something about this place. This is a floating barge. This is not a dry dock barge. We're in the water here. It's floating. And literally, the ground is not beneath your feet. And actually, this is the feeling you want, I think, in music. You don't want to be grounded. You want to be flying somehow. And this barge actually feels like it's flying.
Barge Music attracts a diverse crowd of concert goers. Bloom says ticket prices for concerts have been kept reasonably low to attract seniors, students, and people who might be put off by the steep prices often charged at larger music venues. Bloom also extends her passion for the art to children by encouraging them to visit the Barge Thursdays when guest artists perform. Bloom says visiting Barge Music gives children new perspectives about their world and makes music something familiar.
We experimented, and it's wildly successful. I said, don't tell the kids what to do. Let's watch and see what they do. And indeed, they came in, and they ran to the windows and the outer decks, and they squirmed all over the place, under the piano. They were everywhere. But the minute the musicians came on stage, they assembled themselves and sat in the first row with their chins out, and they were listening. You don't have to stand there with a pointy finger and saying, this is good for you, listen to this. No, just let it happen around them, and they will absorb it.
Barge Music presents concerts year-round. With its extensive schedule, the not-for-profit Barge Music is a premier presenter of chamber music. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.